If you look at Isaiah 55, and we'll just read the first part of it. I want you to write that scripture down. This is what you need to do this week with this whole chapter. And I want you to read it every day for the next 7 days. But we'll just read the first part of it, verse 1. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, hath no what? You ain't even got to have money. What did he say do? You don't have money, but he's telling you to do what? Come ye, do what? Buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. God's ready to bless you even if you ain't got no money. Do you see it? He's telling you to come on. The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. He's telling you to come on. But you got to obey. You got to walk in that Abrahamic blessing. And glory to God, you got to labor in the word. Glory to God. I think I'm going to wrap it up. Mark 11, 21. I think I'm going to skip 2 Kings. We'll just go to Mark 11, 21 for time's sake. It's 12 o'clock. A little after 12. And Peter calling to remembrance. I'm going to show you something, how good he is. Saith unto him, Master. Y'all remember this story? He cursed the fig tree. He went to it and wasn't that on it? He said, no man eat of it hereafter. And then they went on their way. And the next day, this is the next day. The fig tree which thou cursest withers away. Yeah, go to 2 Kings 7, 1 and 2. I'm going to make a point here. Elijah said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall hot wind tomorrow, which we can say roughly about 24 hours later, right? And then let's say read it. Shall a measure of fine flour be sold at for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. And we'll just stop there. The Lord, well, she got there then. Then a Lord on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, behold, if thou would make windows in heaven, might this thing be? And he said, behold, thou shalt see with thy eye, but thou shalt not eat thereof. And if you go and read the rest of the story, just like Elijah said, that's what happened. 24 hours later, that happened. A 24-hour turnaround happened. And the man that said it wouldn't died. And I'm telling you, on that tree, with that tree, that was one day, and 24 hours later, that tree was dead. I'm telling you, God can turn your situation around in 24 hours. He's ready to turn it around. He's ready to do it for you, and he can do it. He ain't got to take all day. You just got to labor in the word. My brother was telling me about Andrew Womack, said he got sick. He was sick. I may not tell exactly, but he said Andrew Womack crawled around on the floor all night long, refused to be sick, and he was well the next day. He refused. No. A Bill Winsell, a minister that he know, went to the doctor and said, you have high blood pressure. He said, no, I don't. And he didn't get high blood pressure. He can turn your situation around in 24 hours. But you got to labor in the word. You got to obey. Glory to God. And you got to take hold of the Abrahamic blessing. I want to testify to you that in 2013, I graduated from online University of Phoenix. And I had student loans. Yep. How many got student loans? Nobody. I'm the only one that had them. Wow. Glory to God then. I guess I ought to shout about that. You ain't got no student loans. I had them. And it was, of course, I wound up getting divorced, and it was tough. Couldn't really pay him. Pay a little here and pay a little there. And that was way back then. And just, I think, 2 weeks ago, I got to have proof. You just give me 1 sec. Glory to God. I don't want you to see this. I forgot to bring it up here with me. Well, maybe I dropped it. Here it is. Glory to God. come from laboring in the word, spending time. You see this? It's, what does it say? If you can read that, it says federal student aid, student loan stuff. And on the back of this, it says amount forgiven. Y'all ready? One of them, $49,000. Let me put my glasses on. $78.93. And the other amount was $22,205.72. I got forgiven over $70,000 in student loan. Glory to God. Over $70,000. Kenny Jones ain't got to pay. God paid it. Glory to God. He can turn your situation around. Glory to God. I got some more I'm about to wipe out. I'm working on it. Glory to God. But I got to labor in the word more. I've been doing it, but I got to do it more. I got to turn it up. I'm telling you this morning, if you will turn it up, glory to God, you will experience God's goodness because he's just that good. Now, you said he's good. You ought to act like he's good. I said, you said he's good. You ought to act like he's good. When you go out in public, you ought to act like he's good and not act like the next Joe Blow. Somebody bump you with the basket and you ready to fight them while you in the grocery store. You ready to cuss them out because they bumped you with the basket. Ain't nobody gonna talk to me like that. I thought we supposed to live like Jesus. That's First Lady saying. I thought we were supposed to live like Jesus. Now, I ain't saying just let people beat you up. That's not what I'm talking about. But where's some stuff you ought to do, then it's just not that serious. And see, if you'll labor in the word, you'll calm down. You hear what I said? If you'll labor in the word, you'll calm down. They bump you with the basket. Well, let me put something in your basket. Let me bless you. Remember Jesse the Plantist went to a gas station? And the Lord said, buy everybody gas here. How would you like to be that person to be that blessed? He bought everybody at the gas station at the pump, bought all their gas. That's how blessed he is. I'm telling you, experience God blessing because he's ready to bless you. Come on, Bishop. Who needs something from God? Are you saved? Anybody here that don't know Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior? Anybody. God loves you so much. That's why he died. That's why he got up on this day. So you can experience his goodness. You can experience his love. Anybody got anything in their body they need prayer for? Anything you need, glory to God. God has it. He's just that good, and he's ready to give it. Glory to God. Come on, Bishop. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. God is good. Amen.